broadcasting worldwide.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Welcome, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. Excited to be with you today, talking about taxes, legal topics, retirement. And this is a show dedicated to helping you live the American dream, save on taxes, build wealth, and protect it, keep it too. So we're going to be talking about some tax and legal strategies. There's a lot of ways you can listen to the show. Thanks for however you're listening. We appreciate you being with us. You can find us on iTunes under the Refresh Your Wealth podcast. You can listen to us at biztalkradio.com or via the BizTalk Radio app. We're also available on AM stations nationwide. So thanks for being with us today. I am joined, as always, by my amazing co-host and partner, the magnificent Mark Jolly Kohler.
Wow. Matt, thanks for that crazy introduction. You threw out my middle name there. That's top secret. Not many people know I'm a jolly guy.
That's right.
Yep. That's my Christmas handle. So we're throwing it out here as early as Halloween. So Jolly Kohler. That's me, Mark Jolly Kohler. So excited about this topic today and want to thank everybody for listening in. We are getting, and I say this humbly, just want to let many of you know that are listening to this show that you're not alone. We are getting rave reviews, lots of folks calling in. Telling us they love the new format of the show. We finally have dialed in the quality of the recording. We've got a great studio out of Arkansas. Give a little shout out to Brennan, our studio tech. He does a great job every week. And the quality of the show is awesome. And the topics and people are giving us a lot of love. And please share the show with others. We're getting a lot of iTunes listeners. And today's topic is not going to disappoint. Now, we're still part of our Halloween series. Matt and I are big Halloween fans. You're going to see some posts of our costumes around Halloween. For years, Matt and I have thrown different Halloween parties in our different parts of the country where we live. And it's fun. I love the big four. The big four. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I mean, what better time of the year, Matt? I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah, we're just starting holiday season. And you know what? A lot of people leave Halloween out. We like to include it. We embrace Halloween. We put it in the... with the, you know, the big three. Some people leave it out, but.
Yeah. It's a big four for us.
Yeah, big four.
Yeah, we're loving it. So today's topic, in line with the Halloween theme, is zombies or your retirement. Which one scares you most? Now, I will verify that I have got many, many a call from a client that would rather deal with a zombie apocalypse than talk about their retirement plan. It's a scary topic for a lot of clients. It's scary. I mean, for me, I'm a little north of 40 now. I've celebrated the big 4-0. And boy, when you turn 40 and around that corner, it's like retirement plan is just staring you in the face at every turn. And it's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's funny is this is my big wake up call to it. This guy moves in down the street from me, builds this nice, beautiful home. And I walk over to him. He's like my age. I'm like, oh, so what do you do for work? I'm retired. What?
It's like a little slap in the face.
How old are you, man? I know. He's like, I turned 40 in like 3 days. I was like, oh man, congratulations.
What am I doing?
Congratulations. Yeah. Well, actually, it's kind of an interesting response of what he said. You know, I mean, he was a business owner, and he's just a big saver. He really was. He's just a saver. And anyway, it was an interesting little insight. So he wasn't scared, but
no, I'm really excited about this because it's not just about a 401k or an IRA. That's a piece of it. We're really going to talk about all the aspects of a retirement plan. See, a lot of people think retirement plan. The first thing they think about is IRA or 401k, but that's only a piece of the puzzle. And so, broadly today, we are a financial attorney, CPA types. That's what we do. We win-win-win, IRS lose, help you build wealth, help you protect it. Matt and I have often considered being getting financially licensed as advisors, because we just do so much, have so many discussions about the numbers for with clients. And so we are not going to disappoint today. We do not want you afraid of a zombie apocalypse or your retirement. So this is about talking dead. Yeah. We're talking dead. if you're walking dead,
that's fine. Not. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want your retirement plan to be walking dead or so. But this is such a important topic. It's one talked about a lot. But as Mark said, we deal with these tax and legal issues, and so much of this intertwines with planning for retirement. And we're going to try and bring together some hopefully insightful topics, give you some down and dirty on tax rules and using retirement plans, but talk about it in a bigger perspective too on how does this all really come together. And you know what? We have shows that are going to be just about retirement plans or just about Social Security or just about building wealth with real estate. But today we're going to try and bring bits of those pieces together and talk about it in a global context and try not to scare you.
Yeah, you're going to love this. And please, we appreciate your patience with our puns and jokes. We try to keep this light, and we're going to have some fun. Okay, now, for those that are regular listeners, you know what's coming next. I have got Matt Sorensen going out on a limb today for our tax tip. So I'm so excited. So, Matt, got a tax tip for us?
A tax tip you can actually understand and won't put you to sleep.
A tax tip that could save you thousands.
Oh, yeah, I got a tax tip. So, and this is kind of a financial tip, but it relates to the tax tip. And we don't have a cool little jingle yet for the financial tips. I'm putting this under the tax tip. But it really comes off of your thoughts in our newsletter today. And by the way, you can get the newsletter by going to refreshyourwealth.com. You can sign up for it. Mark has some thoughts about budgeting in the newsletter. And I wanted to share one of the tools that I found to be really cool. You know, in this tech age, there's all these apps for this and products for that. And a lot of it to me, I'm a user of technology, but I'm kind of a late bloomer to it. I like to wait till something really gets tested and then I jump in on it. But when I do, I go full steam ahead, you know?
Yeah, folks, you don't even know. Matt just embraced the internet about 3 years ago. So, you know, he thought it was a fad, you know. Yeah. We're still trying to get him on Facebook.
Netscape.
He's still
yeah. And I updated my MySpace page, so no. There's only half truth to that, but the one that I've really found to be super helpful, and I really wanted to try and let everyone know about, is Mint. You can go to mint.com, and the reason I like this is because it provides an excellent organizational resource for your finances. So what Mint does is it allows you log in. This is ran by Intuit, the same company that does QuickBooks and Quicken. But Mint is meant to be a global sphere to look at your real estate holdings, your retirement accounts, your bank accounts, what money's going out. So you link all these accounts. I mean, I link my mortgage payments on my rentals. I put my rental property in there. It pulls the Zillow valuation of it so you can see what your equity is. You log in your retirement accounts. It will ask you what's your logins to these. So it automatically auto pulls this information and updates it for you as you make a payment, as your accounts grow. You can go through your bank accounts and with the click of a button, identify something as a specific transaction. You know, this was me going to Starbucks, or this was me going, you know, buying groceries. And it will, once it sees regular transactions, it identifies them. So it's a really cool tool, and that's mint.com. There's free resources to it. There's some paid versions, but I'm telling you, even the free one is super cool. It's been something that's been helpful for my wife and I. You can even look at it on your app, on your phone. Really cool, and it's only getting better. I've seen, even as I've used it, I've seen some new cool things come out from it.
Well, Matt, that's a great tip, and I'm not going to add to it right now because that comment of Matt's and what I talked about in the newsletter today for the weekly message are play into this retirement wealth building discussion from a tax and legal angle. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show, so I'll add to it. Now, before we go to break, I want to at least introduce the legal tip. So without any further ado, let's hit it. Legal tip.
A legal tip that you can actually use.
A legal tip where you don't feel like you have to take a shower after.
Okay, Now, yours truly, Mark Kohler. I get to throw down on a legal topic here today, and this relates as well, and that's the asset protection aspect of this whole conversation. What I'm going to ask all of you listening, right? What is the most valuable asset in your portfolio right now? I bet you 8 out of 10 people say it's the equity, primary residence. It's going to be your home. That's your most valuable assets. Well, how do you protect it? Well, we're going to talk about the homestead exemption for a moment. It's a statutory asset protection strategy that's nationwide in every state. So right after the break, we're going to hit it and talk about how you can better protect your home from a lawsuit, and it may not even cost you a dime.
Welcome back to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. Excited to be with you again today talking about building wealth, living the American dream. Mark was just giving us a tax tip about protecting the equity in your home using the homestead exemption.
Yeah, well, and this is a very important strategy for all of us out there that own a home. And this is going to be coming out on a video on my YouTube channel this coming week. I've already shot the video. It's in editing right now. So those that haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do. Just type Mark J. Kohler into YouTube, and there's a weekly video that comes out that's free with a little tip. This will be highlighted on YouTube this next few days. So this topic of homestead exemption, it has nothing to do with bankruptcy. Basically, what it means is if someone sues you, some creditor comes after you for a car accident, a business lawsuit, anything, they are restricted from coming after you for a certain amount of equity in your home. That's the homestead exemption. It's a governmental policy that we don't want to just throw you out on the street without something. And so different states have approached this, and they all have different amounts. So also the procedure may require you to file something with the county. Sometimes it's automatic. Now in my new book, The Tax and Legal Playbook, I have an appendix that goes through every state to tell you what the exemption amount is and how you get it. So you want to be aware of this. If you're a homeowner, go to the Google, play around, try to get some accurate information, or just go buy my book and get it and dig it up, and you'll have it right there. A little shameless plug, Matt. But this homestead exemption is so important. Now for some of you living in like Florida, Texas, there's an unlimited homestead exemption. But then in other states, Arkansas or Mississippi, you get about a $10,000 exemption. So you can go out and get a new mobile home. So be careful with that. So I want to just encourage everybody to think about the asset protection as you build your wealth with the retirement account and the home as part of the plan, which we're going to be coming to. So important point.
All right. Now, we're about 2 minutes into this segment. We should have about 6 minutes left. So we have enough time. I want to talk about the question of the week that we had last week, and then we'll give the question of the week for this week. So let me go ahead and give the question of the week last week. We had an answer come in and a winner. So the question of the week from last week was, what is the amount of the exemption for selling your home? So if you own a home and you sell it, what is the exemption amount that you can exclude from income for tax purposes? This is a huge tax benefit. It's a no tax situation, which is an awesome scenario. So Cheryl from Westminster, Colorado wrote in with the correct answer, which was the sell of home exemption for single individuals is $250,000 and for married couples is $500,000. Now keep in mind, to get that sale of home exemption, you have to own and live in the property for 2 years out of a 5-year window of time. Got to own it and live in it for 2 years to get that exemption. But Mark, that's a huge exemption, one that saves lots of people taxes. I've used it. I mean, a lot of people end up using this and saving taxes. A really cool tax tip to know about.
Yeah, and most people are historically have thought, oh, it's a once in a lifetime. Used to be the case until 1997. But it still takes years and years for that urban legend, myth, prior law to kind of work its way through society. So again, everybody, you can do this every 2 years. You can sell your home, harvest the profits, and exempt $250,000 or $500,000. Now, for those winners out there of our question of the week, you receive a copy of mine or Matt's book. We'll be reaching out to our winner this week, and she views that book. We'll try to sign it and personalize it and get it right out to her. That's a $15 to $20 value. We just don't give these things away like candy. Matt and I are pretty cheap. We're trying to build our retirement here, folks. You know, you don't get to retire by age 40 if you give away books.
That's right. We're watching where our money goes and, yeah, and our books. That's just putting a $20 bill in the mailbox. But, but Cheryl, you gave a great answer. So you have earned that book.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we'll be getting that book out to you. Now, this week's question, I want to throw down something that's around the corner that many of you are maybe a little fearful about. This will be a topic we're going to be hitting on next week's show as we kick off the Obamacare enrollment period, or for those out there that like to refer to it as the Affordable Health Care Act enrollment period. I'm not trying to diss on our president, but this is a big, you know, big period coming up.
Yeah. And talk about horrors and talk about scary and talk about what people are really freaked out about. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's just say I got our law firm's health insurance renewal, and it was scary. I mean, that was scary. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we're joking about it, but oh, man.
It's nutty. And with a little zombie Halloween parallel here, many of you know that Walking Dead started in a hospital. So I thought that was a little ironic. Yeah. Obviously, they weren't getting their Affordable Health Care Act treatment and everything.
Or
they
maybe
expected.
They were. And they, you know, yeah, and that's how it all started.
Yeah. So for you Walking Dead fans out there, you know what we're talking about here. Okay. So here's the question for this week as we play into Kohler Care, one of the best healthcare strategies out there. We're going to be throwing that down over a couple shows the next month or so as we go through the enrollment period. I want to make sure all of you are equipped for these strategies to maximize your savings in healthcare. Here's the question of the week. How much, as a small business owner, what is the percentage? How much of your health insurance can you deduct? Is it 70%, 80%, or 100%? There's been some changes in the law. So some of you may think you just know it right off the top of your head. I don't know. I've gotten some emails about this, and this is a very common question. So I want to ask, how much of your health insurance premium, that health insurance premium, is deductible in your small business? What's the percentage? First one to respond to Matt at kkoslawyers.com or Mark, M-A-R-K, at kkoslawyers.com. Send us an email, and we'll read your name on the air next week and send you a free copy of our book. So there's our question of the week. And folks, we get these responses quickly off an iPhone or on a computer. Even if you're listening to the show recorded, you may be the winner. So don't think someone beat you to the punch. Get your name in there. So now, Matt, do you want to maybe kick off our topic for the week here?
Yeah. Let's kind of give a roadmap of what we want to talk about first here. And so you can kind of organize your thoughts. And then Mark and I are just going to start hitting different topics and try and bring it all together. But we want to talk about how to build a successful retirement plan and not be scared of the process. And this includes a lot of things. I'm just going to rattle off some things just to be thinking about it. This includes budgeting, tracking your income and expense. This includes buying rental real estate, saving up money in a health savings account, having a retirement plan, maximizing contributions to it, understanding how Social Security works, understanding it's not going to provide everything, but that's probably point number one, owning a home and paying it off, understanding how a mortgage really works against you and how the interest, you know, is in the amortization schedule really works against you. So those are the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to try and break these up, make some comments to help you understand how to organize these things and how they all play together to building a successful retirement plan. So stay with us. We're going to take a break. After the break, we'll be back talking about building for retirement. Thanks for being with us on the Refresh Your Wealth Show.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Matt Sorensen and Mark Kohler. Excited to be here with you talking about your retirement plan and not being afraid of it. Our theme today, of course, is zombies or retirement. Which one's scarier? We don't want you to be scared of either one. We want you to be packing a weapon at home at all times. Matt, it's kind of funny. We would joke about this when we were watching Walking Dead back in the day. I'm not so much a Walking Dead fan in the last year or two. It's kind of got a little, some twists and turns I didn't like. It got a little too violent. Yeah. If it wasn't violent enough. But we would sit around the kitchen, the dinner table, and we'd say, okay, if a zombie came in, what would be the first weapon you would grab? And everybody would have to, you know, come up with something, you know. And so when you got a 10 or 12 year old at the table trying to think, okay, what can I grab? You know, it's kind of fun. It's an exciting moment.
So what was her answer, though? Well, usually knife? I mean, something easy, you know. I mean,
Usually her response is, I just have to outrun Dylan and I win because they'll grab him and pounce on him. So I just have to outrun Dylan. That was her strategy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's pretty smart. That's all you need to do. But, I love these horror topics. Sorry. We're trying to not scare you. Remember, but, all right, Mark, well, you wanted to start, you had some thoughts you wanted to kick this off with though.
Okay. Now, okay. Again, if you're just joining us, here's the point. Retirement planning is not an IRA or a retirement account. That's a piece of a retirement plan. It's so, so important everybody realize it. Because you'd be surprised how many people come into our office and they go, okay, I'll say, okay, what do you got saved up for retirement? And they talk about their equity in their home. Or they talk about the equity in a retirement account. Or they in a rental property. It could be a combination of all these. It could be a little, you could be one of these. Some people have crappy equity in their home. Some people have a ton of equity, but it plays a part. Some people have really calculated their Social Security properly. So folks, be open to this. So Matt, I was driving in today. It's so ironic. And literally there was a car. I was stuck in Southern California traffic. There was an accident. So I'm sitting there going bumper to bumper. And literally the car in front of me had a decal. It was a commercial business vehicle, so it had this big decal across the back, and it said, "You can't conserve what you can't calculate." And I thought, "Oh my gosh, that's right on our show today," and it relates to Matt Sorensen's tip that he brought up earlier about Mint.com. And I think this is tip number one of building a retirement account: is that you can't conserve and build wealth if you're not calculating and tracking your wealth. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't mysteriously happen, folks. And I know many of you hate budgeting, which was a topic in the newsletter today, and you hate bookkeeping. Matt brings up Mint.com, an easy method to do it. But I cannot emphasize enough that when you start this process, you've got to start downloading these amazing apps, applications, and software programs that make this easier. So Matt, I just want to echo again what you brought up earlier as one of the key steps. Step number one in building a retirement account is you have to calculate before you can conserve it.
Okay, now I want to play off that and just make my tip. Maybe we'll just throw this back.
Start
and forth.
Back and forth. Yeah, back and forth, baby.
Tips, you know, punch counter punch. I think with that goes a mindset change. As you're seeing those numbers, you have a mindset change, and you really, I think, to be successful at building for retirement, is you need to have a value system that values your retirement. And I love, Dave Ramsey, one of the things that he always says is, you know, what's cool is not having a BMW in the driveway, but having a paid off house and maxing out your retirement plan. Or, you know, he's got these little things he likes to knock off with that a lot of us have put value and worth into having like things, you know, but trying to focus on what values do I really want? What do I want to have? And paying off my home would be cooler to me than having a new car every year. You know what I mean? And so that's, I think, and as you see your expenses, it helps you have a mindset change. Like, do I really need all this crap I'm buying? Whatever it is you spend your money on. For me, it's bikes. But
surfboards.
But then you could also, like on Mint, you'll see, look at this. I'm putting more money towards paying off my mortgage or paying down debt on a rental, or I'm buying more rentals, or I'm maxing out my retirement plan. You see those numbers. It gives you the whole financial picture, and it's really cool. And I think it motivates you to improve on it. You see those results.
Yeah, I love it, Matt. Great tip. I'm going to go to number three here, and maybe we'll keep a list of sorts, and we'll try and do this. So number three on my list is, I think, one of the first ones. If we're going to look from a high standpoint, like maybe what's first or second or third on the list, I want to say buying a home. Buying a home is very important. There's not only a tax benefit of being able to deduct the mortgage interest. Now, this doesn't fit everybody. I know that there's expensive areas of the country, like Southern California and Orange County, when sometimes renting, buying, and deploying your equity in rental property around the country and creating better cash flow with your money, because it costs so much to get a jumbo loan in some of these wealthy areas of the country. So I know it doesn't fit everybody, but in 90% of the country, one of the first best retirement strategies you can build is to purchase a home and start paying off the mortgage. Again, my folks in Hawaii, you know, we love sweep strategies, using accelerated debt payment structures and strategies. And sweep over in Hawaii does a great job with that, teaching that nationwide. But buying a home, that's my next tip. So without beating that to death, as part of your retirement plan, get into a personal residence.
I like that. And I think the next point to that is understanding how to use debt, and what is good debt and what is bad debt. And as you're looking at, you know, do I incur debt to buy a rental property? Well, yeah, if you can cash flow it and look at it in terms of investment power, how much cash do I need to get into a rental property, for example? And should I incur debt for that? Absolutely. If the property is otherwise a good property, you think it can appreciate in value, it's going to cash flow, you're going to be paying down the mortgage. That's good debt. You know, going to school or getting an education, that can improve your earning power. That's good debt. But thinking about debt, like, you know, do I buy something I don't need, a material item? I've even told myself, there's like the fancy car I want to buy, but I'm like, I'm going to buy it with cash. When I have cash, then I can own a car like that. Till then, you know, I'm going to maybe go a step down. And so, so understanding how debt is, and on the sweep strategies, that's a cool thing. And that's something everybody needs to understand. If you don't understand how the debt on your home works, go look at your amortization schedule and look how much money you're paying goes to interest. You may say, oh, I've got a 4% loan. Go calculate how much money you owe the bank and how much you're paying each month in interest. Because of the amortization schedule, it ain't 4%, man. You're getting crushed on interest unless you've owned the home for a while, you know, and you've worked down the amortization schedule.
Yeah, yeah. And that's an issue of compounding interest versus simple interest. And sweep, again, does a great job with that. But Matt, I like how Matt, I do have to correct Matt here. He did say investing in your education and going into school debt. I don't know, Matt's liberal arts degree was almost a complete failure. So I want to say, you know, that almost didn't pay off. But then he redeemed himself and went on to law school. So I just want to throw that out.
Yeah, because you had to get some undergraduate degree, you know. So.
Yeah, us accountants are a little jealous of that liberal arts degree because it was, you know, you worked hard for it. But I'm just saying. Okay, now, number five on the list, which I love. Now, this is an important part of maybe because I've got this accounting bent on things. And I've seen so many clients dealing with the healthcare issue. I'm going to bring up health savings accounts. Number five on my list would be, if you can, build up a health savings account, because it's a tax-deferred, tax-deductible, and tax-free withdrawal when it comes to HSAs. They are like Roth accounts on steroids. And you can even use what's called a 401H for the super rich. You can start putting away money in a 401H plan and get even bigger deductions. And that money is isolated for healthcare. So saving for healthcare in some sort of deferred format, if you can, it's another topic we'll be hitting here during the Obamacare enrollment period. But think about saving for your healthcare, because you're going to need that before you need retirement. And a lot of people pull money out of retirement prematurely because they have healthcare issues, where a health savings account can help with that.
Yeah. And the HSA is cool. We're all going to have medical expenses as we get older. You're going to get a tax deduction now when you put the money in. It grows tax deferred, and you know you're going to have expenses later. You know this is going to occur.
Yeah.
It comes out of the HSA totally tax free, which is like, it's the combining the awesome tax deduction of a traditional retirement account with tax free withdrawals like a Roth. It's the best of both worlds. Love that.
Yeah. Well, and before we take a break, I'm just going to throw one out there that I think is a no brainer. And I don't know, again, progressively in the list where it's going to fall, but that is buying rental property. It just goes without saying. That's going to be on the list. Maybe we'll come back and say a couple words after the break. But folks, something I talk about in my book on a regular basis is trying to make the goal of buying one rental property a year or being a partner on a rental property acquisition every year. So don't stress. Just keep that open to suggestion, and it can pay off big time. So right after the break, we'll be back here on the Refresh Your Wealth Show, trying to help you build your retirement plan and with a comprehensive approach. See you in a minute.
Welcome back to the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. Mark was just talking about real estate, and this is one I use myself. I think, you know, Mark, we both have rental properties, and, you know, we have a lot of real estate investor clients. Some of them are doing real estate deals to make money now, to live off of now. But most people investing in real estate are in it for the long run, and that's how I am, and that's how I like to invest in real estate, is owning some rentals and looking at it from the long run. As you're thinking about using rental real estate to build wealth, I think I want to just make a couple preliminary points of why you want to consider it. I want you to think of that rental property 10 or 20 years from now. Don't think about it now as an investment and the value that it has to you now as an investment. Think about it in 10 to 20 years when you want to retire. Because when you look at that property in 10 to 20 years, think of where your mortgage is going to be. Think of the appreciation that the property's had over that time.
And the future rent increase.
Yeah, think about the rental increase. So if I can get into that property now and be breaking even, I'm loving it because I know that that deal gets better every year. It's every year that deal gets better for me. And that's why I love rental real estate, is because I know.
Catherine said this about you, Matt, that every year I'm married to Matt, he just gets better. It's like that, you know. Bottle of wine. Matt Sorensen, yeah. Right there.
That's right. So. That's right. That's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because Catherine is a religious listener to the show.
Yeah,
and and so she's going to call in and say that's not true. No.
No, Matt, that's a great point, though. I like that. Think long term with that rental property. Great comment.
Yeah. And I think, because when you're thinking 10 or 20 years from now, the deal's going to be better. And think, what's the mortgage payment I'm going to be paying? My rental income is going to be more. And this is passive income you don't need to show up and work for.
Yeah. No, I love it. Great comment, Matt. Now, with time being in essence here, I'm going to hit the next topic, which obviously we all know is part of a retirement plan structure, plan, and that's the vehicle of a deferred retirement savings account. And that's going to either be your 401k, your IRA, or even a Roth. Which strategy fits you best based on your tax situation in the current year. And here's what I want people to think about here. Kind of the mindset is that choose the plan that fits you best. Can you only put away $500 a month? Can you put away $4,000 a month? What can you put away? Are you going to wait for that next deal to close and put the bulk of the profit away in one big chunk? What's your situation that fits you the best? Some people, putting away $500 a month drives them insane. Some people just say, hey, when that next deal closes or that next client pays that bill, I'm going to take the money from that and drive it all in one big pop into my retirement account. What fits you best? And then choose the plan that fits that level of investment. This month, our special is helping people get into their 401k plan before the end of the year. This is a huge opportunity. I go to conferences around the country where I see people spending thousands of dollars to get into a solo 401k. They're paying way too much to do it. We've got a plan for $999. You get to meet with an attorney, get into a 401k plan that allows you to sock away major money. But if it's not in place before the end of the year, you don't get a contribution amount for this year. And then you're stuck with the IRA or the SEP catch-up scenario in the spring. So find a plan that fits you best. We're trying to build a structure for you to help you do that with this special this month as well. Big topic.
Yeah, and this is one, don't be scared about the retirement plan, or I should say the retirement account, because, you know, as we're talking about like this solo 401k here, or even a group 401k, I mean, we're helping clients self-direct a group 401k or a solo 401k now. But as you think about that, think, all right, if I get 50 grand in my retirement plan, I'm successful in my business. I'm getting a tax deduction for that 50 grand. Love that. That's helping me save taxes today. But I'm also putting this money away for retirement. I'm building up this long-term account that's going to invest, that's going to grow, that's going to get bigger over time. And I'm putting it away for another time for me to use. And that helps take the fear out of it. As you see, every year you're putting more money in, you're putting more money in. It helps take the fear out of getting to the end with no retirement account.
I love it. And Matt, you dropped a key word, which I'm going to bring up as number 8 in our plan of building retirement, and that is the key word of self-directing. Every client that we know that has ultimately built their retirement faster and more efficiently, they have self-directed some portion of their retirement accounts. Not all of them. Keeping diversified is always important. But I think that another way of saying self-directing is invest in what you know best. If you do know stocks best, invest in stocks. But if you know real estate, or you know racehorses, or you know Super Bowl tickets, or whatever you're good at, use that self-directed strategy as part of your retirement plan, and then isolate that strategy on a structure. So I'm going to throw that out as number 8.
Love it. All right, let me hit the next one, which is I just want to make a comment about this: Social Security. I think a lot of people, and I've talked to clients who come to me and say, I've got, you know, I'm 60 years old. I've got $100,000 in my IRA. That's all I've got. And I've got, you know, my mortgage to the hilt on my home that I live in. And, but I'm just counting on Social Security. Well, we all know Social Security is not going to get us far at all. I mean, it's very hard to be living off of Social Security alone.
Yeah, but it's a piece of the equation.
Yes, but it's a piece of the equation. You need to understand it, and I think that's the first point: is no, it cannot be the only thing. You're not gonna love retirement if that's it. And but you will get it. There's also spousal benefits. And now Mark and I have done a show just on Social Security with Randy Lubke that you can find on Refresh Your Wealth on the iTunes podcast. Go listen to that. A lot more insights about how to choose it, whether you wait, whether you take it early, how the spousal benefit works. Really interesting insights on Social Security.
I love it. Now, Matt, here we've got just a minute left. We've got to go quick. We got to hit our iTunes 5-star review of the week. And folks, this is another opportunity for you to get a free book of ours. If you will give us some love out on iTunes, it really helps us go up the charts and makes you look more legit as a listener on iTunes to know that we're up at the top of the charts. So, Matt, who's our 5-star winner?
All right. We have JBarn83 who wrote in. Take the time to listen. This is a 5-star review. Says invaluable info. Take the time to listen. The info is invaluable and can literally save you thousands of dollars. So thanks for that review. And now I want to let you know, Mark and I have sold tens of thousands of books. We don't just, you know, give these away because nobody's buying them.
Yeah.
So go on there. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps other people find the show. Makes us feel good. And let us know if you do give the review. You send us an email saying, I gave you guys the 5-star review. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be next week with another episode of the Refresh Your Wealth Show.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.